As we close Praise and Shine today, I'd like to leave you with some encouraging words. My wife and I recently attended a marriage class with a lesson based on Matthew 6:21. This well-known verse reads, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." These are powerful words that can help gauge where your priorities are. In the example of marriage, many relationships begin with us pouring our treasures into our spouses. We devote our time, finances, phone calls, and even acts of service to one another. This devotion of treasure makes our spouses feel loved. Many relationships, however, suffer from a decline in the intentional investment of our treasures, which makes it feel as if our hearts are no longer connected. This is not limited to marriage, however. It applies to all our relationships with family, friends, and even our Heavenly Father. Our treasures and priorities can easily be misplaced, and we can find ourselves devoting our time, finances, phone calls, and acts of service into treasures that do not last. Matthew 6:19 says, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal." I once heard someone say, "Show me your checkbook, and I'll show you where your priorities are." While the metaphor of a checkbook may be somewhat antiquated, the statement still holds true. Where are your priorities? Are you storing your treasures up in heaven?